வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chastra Jatam
Evam Suradaya Sarve Brahma Rudra Purasara Na Paitum Asakan Manyo Samrambham Sudurasadam
Evam Suradayo Sarve Brahma Rudra Purasara Nopaitam Asakan Manyo Sangrambham Sudurasadam. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if he is pleased upon somebody, nobody can annihilate him. Similarly, if he is angry upon somebody, nobody can protect him. There is a Bengali paya, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Krishna wants to kill somebody, Krishna does not kill, neither the living entity is ever killed. Just like father, if he chastises his son, it is not chastisement, it is favor. The devotees can understand that even sometimes we meet very reverse condition of life, it is also favor. Tattenu kampa susamekshama. Anyone who can see that this unfavorable condition of life is also another favor of Krishna. Tattenu kampa susamekshama. If there is some suffering, it is not given by Krishna. I am suffering on account of my past misdeeds. And Krishna is so kind that I would have suffered many hundred thousand times more than the present suffering. But Krishna is adjusting the whole thing by little suffering. This is the vision of devotees. Tattena kampam susamikshamana bhunyana eva kritang vipam atma kritang vipam. The devotee never accuses Krishna. Krishna, I am serving you so nicely and you are giving me so much suffering. No, this is not devotee's view. Devotee will tell that this so-called suffering is also Krishna's favor. Tattena kampam susamikshama. So those who are going forward with Krishna consciousness, they should not be deterred any condition of life. So Suradaya. Suradaya means demigod headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Jang Brahma Varunanda Rudra Sunanti Dibhaistavai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped even by Brahma. Young Brahma, Varunanda, Indra, Varuna and Indra, they are big stalwart demigods. They also offer their respect. They think themselves as subordinate, humble servants of Krishna. Sivabrinchi Nutam. Krishna is offered obeisances even by demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. Sivabrinchi Nutam. Jang Brahma Varunanda Rudrastunanti Dibhaistavai. Vedai Sanga Padakrama Upanishadai Gayanti Jang Samaga. Tyanavastita Tadgatina Manusa Pashanti Jang Yogina. Jasantangana Vidu Sura Surugana Divaya Tasmai Nama. So the anger is there, Krishna. But his anger is worshipped. And our anger is different. That is the distinction between spirit and man. So, here, Suradayo Sarve Brahma Rudra Purasara Na Upaitum Asakna Manu. There is anger. Krishna to kill Hiranyakashipu, he became so angry that even big stalwart demigods, Brahmadaya, because demigods, the least of demigods begins from Lord Brahma. He is the original father of the demigods and all other living entities. He is therefore known as Prajapati or Pitamaha, grandfather, Prajapati, he is the origin of everything. The Darwin theory, Rascal theory, that there was no light, but according to Vedic knowledge, there was the best light, Brahma. From there begins light. And gradually they become degraded, material contamination. Not that there is no life from low type of living condition, one is elevated higher and higher. That is wrong. The real theory is that life begins from the most exalted person, Lord Brahma. Prajapati. So, in any auspicious matter, they are forward because you cannot approach God in your lower condition of life. Lower condition of life means sinful reaction. In that condition, you cannot approach God. Parabrahma Paramadhama Pavitram Paramam Bhava. Pavitram Paramam Bhava. Krishna is the supreme pure. Pavitram Paramam. Param means extreme. So, nobody can approach Krishna while he is impure. That is not possible. Just like some rascals, they say, it doesn't matter what you are eating, what you are doing, there is no hindrance for your spiritual advancement. These rascals, these fools, misleading the whole world, that in the matter of understanding, the Supreme Person, one can behave like the low-grade person. No, it is not possible. Parabrahma parangadhama pavitram paramam bhavam. You have to approach the supreme pure. You have to become pure. Otherwise there is no possibility. Without being fire, you cannot enter into the fire. Then you will burn. Similarly, although you are also Brahma, part of Parabrahma, is also Brahma, aham brahmasmi, this is our identification. But what kind of Brahma? But minute particle of Brahma. Small particle. Just like spark and the whole fire. Both of them are fire. But spark is spark and the big fire is big fire. So the spark cannot become big fire. If he wants to become so, he is false now. Then whatever little light was there, fire, it becomes extinguished. If the spark out of impudency wants to try and become the big fire, then it falls down. Arujya kritchena parang padang tata patanti adha. Arujya kritchena, by severe austerities and penances, you can rise up to the impersonal Brahma, but you will fall down again. That is the fact. So many persons that try to become merged into the existence of the Supreme Brahma, but the result is they are falling down. They must fall down. It is not possible. Arujya kritchena paranga padanga tata patanti adha. Without taking care to worship the lotus feet of Krishna, they are falling down. So you should be very, very careful not to try to become equal or greater than Krishna. There are some rascals, they say that such and such rascal is greater than Krishna. I do not wish to mention their name. That rascals, they say that Aurobindo is greater than Krishna. They say that. Do you know that? The world is full of rascals and fools. We have to very cautiously and intelligently, we have to make progress in spiritual life. Don't take it very insignificantly, we should be very much careful. Otherwise, there is fall down. And once fall down means a gap of millions of years. You have got this human form of life to complete Krishna consciousness, but if you are not serious, then again the gap will be millions of years. Therefore, our duty is tadero charana sevi bhakta sanevar. You should live with the devotees and be engaged in the service of the acharya. Acharya mang bijaniya navamanne saparichit. One should understand acharya as Krishna himself. Don't disregard him. Jasya devi parabhakti, jasa devi tatha guru. These are the things. So we must be very cautious. Just like here also, the Brahmadaya, big demigod, they could not pacify, appease the Lord. He was angry. Even Suradayo Sandhi, Brahma Rudra, Purusha, big personality, Rudra. Na upayatum, na upayatum, asakan mandu. They could not pacify him and Sangarabham Sudurasa. Sudurasadam is very, very difficult. Once we are condemned by Krishna, it is very, very difficult to rise up again. Mura janmani janmani. Life after life we shall be condemned. That is our punishment. So don't do anything which will make Krishna unhappy. Simply engage yourself in the service of the Lord. Very simple thing. Manmana bhavaman bhakta vajyajimaha namaskuru. Simply always think of Him. Do not think anything else. Sarvapadhimunirmuktam annavilasitasunnam. Just try to maintain your service toward Krishna. There is 24 hours engagement, and try to follow it, do not neglect it. That will make your life successful. Thank you very much.